Welcome to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast, your go-to source for personal, professional, and organizational growth and development. We hope you tune in often for all things people management, organizational development and change, organizational leadership, and social impact related. Maximize your personal and organizational potential with Human Capital Innovations Podcast. Welcome to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. As part of our new Wednesday We Forum feature series, exploring can't-miss insights from the World Economic Forum and their key takeaways, in this HCI podcast episode, I explore the recent We Forum video, What Future of Jobs Do We Want to Build? Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. Today, our episode, part of the Wednesday We Forum feature series, will be exploring the recent video, What Future of Jobs Do We Want to Build? After years of growing income inequality, concerns about technology-driven displacements of jobs and rising societal discord globally, the combined health and economic shocks of 2020 have put economies into freefall, disrupting labor markets, and fully revealed the inadequacies of our social contracts. As we emerge from the crisis, we can proactively shape more inclusive, fair, and sustainable economies, organizations, societies, and workplaces. To do so, we must mobilize the best of human capabilities, technologies, innovative policies, and market forces in service of this new vision. The World Economic Forum's Job Reset Summit is serving as a key milestone in supporting such mobilization, working closely with partners around the world. Thanks for joining me for this episode, and I'll catch you on the flip side of this first clip.
Right now we're facing a crisis of international proportion. It's a healthcare crisis, but it's also an economic crisis. It's going to have long-term impact for us. And we're going to see that the biggest impact is actually going to be acceleration of inequality.
The systematic way that we have been built is not holding up. The foundation is cracking.
Our duties remain the same. The fact that we should not leave anybody behind again.
The world is in crisis. There's a lot of political unrest, social unrest. In the U.S., for example, we have Black Lives Matter. We have the political angst, and this is not unique to the United States. We see it all around the world. And you add on top of that this global pandemic and the disruption that it has caused everyone's lives. In terms of not only the health outcomes, but the isolation, the mental health challenges, the employment challenges, the economic challenges. There's just so much that people are dealing with right now, and it is difficult. So the question becomes, now that we can see these cracks that have been forming in our social systems, in our geopolitical and socioeconomic systems, now that we can see these due to, in part, being highlighted by the pandemic, what do we do moving forward? What needs to change? How can we make this so that it's a more equitable experience, that people around the world have opportunity, and that we create an environment where everyone has a chance to live a successful life, that everyone, whether it be in their personal lives or in the workplace, they don't have to worry about discrimination, but rather we can create inclusive and diverse communities that thrive both in our communities outside of work and in the workplace.
Many organizations have seen what the impact is of a sudden crisis and how we're able to better navigate this crisis today with the help of technology. And that means the reskilling and upskilling of your own workforce.
Jobs of tomorrow are technologically enabled, but also extremely human-centered. It's in the ability to work with technology easily.
On the other hand, with this new way of working and especially remote work, we see that there is a huge need of emotional intelligence.
We have really to invest a lot in people to guarantee their jobs, but also to allow them the mobility they need on an ever-changing labor market.
Because of these global shifts that we see happening, again, highlighted by the pandemic, but many of these shifts have been in process really for a long time due to technological disruptions. So because of these shifts, it's more important than ever that organizations take seriously their role in reskilling and upskilling their people and recognizing what those skills, competencies, and capabilities are that will drive the future of work, that will drive successful organizations and inclusive and diverse organizations into the future. So if we recognize the need to disrupt insufficient social and economic systems that have been leaving people behind, and we realize that through employment, that's one of the greatest ways to provide opportunity for social and economic mobility, that we can invest in our people, see them as the valuable human capital that they are, and put in place plans to reskill and upskill with things like emotional intelligence, creative thinking, decision-making, ethical competencies, in addition to any of the technical types of expertise that they need to be able to have to interface successfully with these new disruptive technologies. These are the types of issues that organizations need to be facing. I'm excited to announce the publication of my new book from HCI Press, Bluer Than Indigo Leadership: The Journey of Becoming a Truly Remarkable Leader. Early in my adult life, I learned about an Asian proverb that translates as bluer than indigo. If you think about the color indigo, it is a brilliant, deep, and vibrant blue. What some would call the bluest of blues. To have something that is bluer than indigo is rare and truly remarkable. Contrary to popular myth, there is no one-size-fits-all or cookie-cutter approach to effective leadership. There's no silver bullet, no secret sauce, no go-to model that will solve all of our problems. The truth is, great leaders have all had their unique strengths and flaws, and have all had to discover and then pave their own distinctive path in their life's journey to fulfill their leadership potential. Bluer Than Indigo Leadership will help you discover your own path and explore those ordinary, everyday actions that will help you respond to an uncertain future and produce extraordinary results for individuals, teams, and organizations.
Eight out of 10 of the young people who are in low and middle income countries are going to have to be entrepreneurs. They're going to have to make jobs for themselves.
Having creative curriculums and teaching creativity is enabling your learners to have transferable skills, resilience, mastery, collaboration, asking questions, why, how, when. This is what they need in order to thrive in any profession which they choose.
8 out of 10 may need to be entrepreneurs and create their own work opportunities. That is an incredible number. And so it speaks to the need for creativity and innovation and for personal drive and for people to be able to create these networks. And as we were talking about earlier, because of these social inequalities that just seem to be continually expanding, think about what that might mean for these individuals across the world, where 8 in 10 may have to be their own boss. They may have to come up with their own opportunities for work. Chances are that can lead to greater levels of social inequality and economic inequality. So we need to think through that very carefully from a societal standpoint, from a public policy standpoint. And so one of the things that was mentioned is about education. What does education need to look like in the future of work as we try to prepare students with the skills needed for tomorrow? And what they need, now certainly specific knowledge, skills, and abilities within a particular profession, particular skill sets are important, but they need transferable skills. They need creativity, ethical decision-making. They need problem-solving skills. They need communication skills. They need all of these skills that aren't necessarily discipline-specific. They aren't job-specific, but they're transferable types of skills that aren't easily replaceable by machines, by algorithms. And it's these skills that will allow them to have success either in a more traditional job, corporate type of setting, or as entrepreneurs, as they're trying to find a need in the market and fulfill that need to provide employment for themselves and to provide the essentials for their family.
The moment you incorporate marginalized segments of society, it changes the product offering, it changes the way that we think about supply chains. When you cater to the margins, the positive externalities in economic terms are pretty enormous.
It is critical that leadership understand that the burden of responsibility of driving change starts at the top of the organization, so that corporations can give back to the communities, make them more resilient as we deal with these issues around both economic and racial inequality.
As we try to address these systemic inequalities and try to create a better future for people across the world and to have a more robust labor market where people have the skills they need to move into the future that is more dominated by technology. As we do that, organizational leaders can't punt that responsibility. It falls on their shoulders. And I know that that's tough, but they need to take responsibility. It starts with them from the very top of the organization all the way down through various levels of leadership, that we have to see our role as an organization in driving change, driving sustainable social change that will help to deal with these social and economic inequalities and provide opportunity to all, not in an exclusive way, but to create more inclusive organizations and inclusive communities where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. That may sound like a pie in the sky kind of goal, but I think it's possible. And again, with technologies that will take away a lot of the routinized tasks, a lot of the prescriptive types of elements to people's jobs, it will displace some people, but it will also create many new job opportunities, and it will allow us in the jobs we do have to lean on the human element much more, to focus on those aspects that can't be easily replicated or replaced by algorithms, machine learning, artificial intelligence, and robots. That is a huge benefit. And frankly, that's the kind of future of work I want to be a part of. I want to do work that is invigorating, empowering, and the stuff that, you know, I put up with now, it's kind of thrilling to think about, you know, in 10 years, maybe I can be done with some of those more menial tasks because technology can take care of it.
We need men and women leading the recovery, because there is no way we can ever think that a world that is led by men is a world that is good for everybody.
Now is the moment that we can think about how we use that possibility, the new ideas, the new technology, the new wealth, to really create social systems in which we can all flourish.
We have the greatest brains, talent, resources in the world. There's no reason that we can't, and no excuses that it's too hard or too complicated.
It is hard, it is complicated, but it's not too much so. We can do this. We are up to the challenge. And as was said at the very beginning of that clip, it can't just be white men, right? We need to involve people from all types of backgrounds. This has to be solutions driven by our communities, by our leaders, with representation from across the board, men and women, across racial and ethnic lines, in every other type of diversity that can help us make sure that everyone is represented and has a seat at the table in mapping out a future and then working towards it. We can address these systemic inequalities. That is within our power. We can, through our organizations, we can through work and through reskilling the labor market, we can provide opportunity for people, and it is possible. But leaders need to take on that responsibility. We need to roll up our sleeves and we need to get to work. The pandemic has thrust us into this future even faster and accelerated us into it even faster than, you know, previously we thought. But this is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to look at what the pandemic has highlighted in terms of systemic failures, address those, and then move forward for a more positive future. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. As always, I hope you stay healthy and safe, that you can find meaning and purpose at work each and every day, and I hope you have a great week. The alchemy of truly remarkable leadership. Ordinary, everyday actions that produce extraordinary results. Consider how the nature of work has shifted over the past 50 years. With increased globalization, rapid technological advancement, and the shift in economic composition, the average job of today looks very different than the average job of 50 years ago. What will the jobs and organizations of tomorrow look like? Moreover, what does this all mean for organizational leaders? What are the core competencies and capabilities of organizations and their leadership that are prepared for continued disruption and geopolitical and socioeconomic shifts? Regardless of what the future holds, increasingly, leaders need to be socially minded, data-driven, decisive, champions of talent, and disruptors of the traditional notions of leadership, teams, organizations, and work. The alchemy of truly remarkable leadership will help you to explore your own leadership competencies and capabilities and consider ways to apply and implement them into your workplace and personal life. Check out Human Capital Innovations magazine, Human Capital Leadership. Human Capital Leadership is a free, interactive e-magazine with the mission to help individuals, leaders, and organizations find innovative approaches to maximize their human capital potential. We publish issues quarterly in August, November, February, and May. Take a look at the latest issue and let us know what you think. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. I hope you stay healthy and safe, and that you have a great week.